A meeting of hundreds of the world's most eminent experts on grain crops has heard arguments for the likely necessity of genetically modified crops. The consensus among the scientists is that current crop yields are not enough to keep up with global population growth and climate change. David Claughton reports.
Global wheat production is 700 million tonnes, but researchers say that needs to reach a billion tonnes to feed the world's population by 2050.
Things are getting warmer and drier, and inevitably there are going to be new disease problems that occur.
In wheat, if there's 1 degree rise in temperature, you can almost expect 10 degrees reduction in yield.
Sanjay Rajaram, winner of the World Food Prize, says GM technology is needed to feed the world into the future. A wheat scientist in India and Mexico, he's bred 480 wheat varieties so far and is regarded as the world's greatest wheat breeder. He told the ABC's Country Hour conventional hybrid breeding could increase production by 20 to 25%, but that won't be enough to leave genetic modification out of the mix.
There are some reports coming in where they say that perhaps that would not be needed. I'm not sure about that. I think the world community, including the governments, scientific centers, and the scientists, farmers, got to prepare how to meet that target. And I also don't see traditional plant breeding doing that job.
The US has been trialing GM wheat, and Sanjay Rajaram expects other countries to follow suit.
The largest exporter of wheat is the United States. If they're going to change this policy, I think the rest of the world will have to follow that.
And you think that it is a necessity? You said it's a positive to have GM wheat in the US on farm?
No. I want to have a very good control on what kind of GM genes we're getting in. It doesn't have the environmental impact. It's not going to upset the food chain. Okay. So that we got to look at all these things. But this is one technology might offer the hope if we're going to meet the 1,000 million metric tons.
But even if GM technology is used to improve wheat varieties, the quality of the world's soil also needs to be improved.
The carbon level in our soils are declining, and so we need to furnish that. We got to change the agronomy, conservation agriculture, etc., etc. Use of how do we use the nitrogen, how do we use the water, so that we build the carbon level, soil carbon level in our soils, because the health of our soils in many parts of the world is declining. And we can't expect that to happen, even with a tremendous shift in the genetics, unless we correct that baseline problem.
The winner of the World Food Prize, Sanjay Rajaram, ending David Claughton's report.